Happy Sunday, guys. It is Troy from Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm here bringing you all the nerdy news that's fit to know. The weekend's almost over. There's not a lot of news that's happening on this holiday weekend. A lot of you will be off work tomorrow. Lucky. Let me tell you what you're going to need to know to stay up to date with all the nerdy news. Power Rangers Shattered Grid. They had the finale finally. If you've been following that, you know Lord Drakkon is trying to take over the power of the Morphin Grid. He killed Tommy Oliver, yeah. We thought he was dead. Spoilers, if you don't want to hear this, you might want to skip ahead. Tommy had a piece of the same crystal in him that Lord Drakkon tried to use to kill him, which basically sent his mind into transcendental. It's weird. So Tommy's spirit is still there, I guess. They find out a bunch of the Power Rangers get together from the different times, the different parts of the grid, and they make their own Megazord to defeat Drakkon. Drakkon was able to get the power of the grid, and he created his own special reality, which was really kind of messed up because he put himself as basically a superhero, and his parents were Rita and Lord Zed. The Power Rangers were just basically normal people who he made them look up to him. Tommy was still around, so he got into his head and made him see that these monsters he were fighting was just manifestations of his inner turmoils, of his inadequacies. Because basically he told him, of all the Morphin Grid's existences of Tommy, you're the only one who's flawed. You place yourself above your friends, blah, blah, blah. So Tommy saves all of them, returns to reality, and they're all leaving, and he asks Drakkon to come with him. Doesn't have to be that way. Drakkon basically turns his back on him. So we probably haven't seen the end of Lord Drakkon. So, yeah, all in all, the Shattered Grid storyline, I really kind of liked it. I was really surprised. I'm not a huge Power Rangers fan. I'm more of a casual fan. But the Shattered Grid storyline, really good. If you have a chance, I'm sure they'll be putting it out in trade paperback soon. Pick that up. Check it out. Okay, Star Wars fans. Disney. Everybody should know by now, Disneyland is building a Star Wars Land attraction at California and Florida locations. They have announced the Galaxy's Edge Cantina, Ogus Cantina, is going to be serving alcoholic beverages. Yes. There's not too many places on Disney where you can get alcoholic beverages. In fact, let's see. Yeah, it does open until sometime in 2019. It's going to be in the Galaxy's Edge Black Spire Outpost. So, and they're going to have, along with all the run-of-the-mill aliens and stuff in the cantina, every once in a while you'll see a noticeable character, I guess, pop in and make an appearance. So you're going to see First Order Stormtroopers, or maybe one of the recognizable named characters might come through every so often, which will be a huge thing for kids. They're going to just eat that up. And their official statement says Ogas will offer famous concoctions created with exotic ingredients using otherworldly methods, served in unique vessels. It notes that they'll have options for kids as well as libations for adults. They have confirmed that alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages will be served at the cantina. That's a first for Disneyland. Except for, if you're lucky enough to be one of the people who gets access to Club 33, the super secret club they have above one of the streets there that a lot of people don't know about. Google it. Disneyland Club 33. You'll be surprised something like that exists. But anyway, you can get alcoholic beverages in the Disneyland Cantina, Ogus Cantina, when it opens in 2019. This is just one of the things they have let us in on what's happening. There's all kinds of stuff they've got planned for Disneyland Star Wars area. I can't wait myself to go and check it all out. If it holds a candle to Universal's Harry Potter universe area, it's going to be amazing. A new movie is coming out, featurette, let's see, is it a movie or is it a series? It's going to be a movie, so it's going to be in theaters. Jennifer Garner is going to be in a movie called Peppermint. This movie looks an awful lot like the Punisher storyline. She's a normal, except the fact that she's a normal housewife, and her and her family get caught in a crossfire type drive-by shooting thing. Husband and kid dies. She gets put in a coma. When she comes out of the coma, she's grieving and decide all the court stuff. The guys escape being punished, so it kind of takes her off. She decides to take matters in her own hands. She trains for a while, a couple years, gets it down to where she knows what she's doing. She can kick quite a bit of butt, and that's exactly what she does. She goes and gets all the vengeance she wants against these guys who took out her family. The trailer that I saw looks really good. Good action. I mean, you saw her in Alias before, so she can do all the action and work a gun. So, Peppermint will be in theaters September 7th. If you are a fan of Punisher style storylines, you'll like this one. Amazon is developing one of Garth Ennis's titles. If you haven't been watching Preacher, you should. It's after the first season, it's getting really good, and it's following more closely along with the storyline from the comics. They are working on The Boys. If you haven't heard about The Boys, I'm not surprised. It's more underground, not underground, but it's not as well known as some of the other stuff. Originally, it was under one of the DC imprints, Wildstorm, if I remember correctly. They are owned by DC. They saw that it was going to be more than what they wanted to deal with, so they let them move over to Dynamite. Dynamite took all the reins off, and they just went crazy. I believe it went for 6 years, about 72 issues. The Boys is set in a world where the superheroes are not Boy Scouts. They are pretty much all powerful. They do what they want when they want. I mean, you got all kinds of debauchery, rape, murder, theft. Just these superheroes are doing what they want because, hey, they're superheroes. So the CIA put together a black ops team called the Boys because back in the London neighborhood they were from, whenever you needed something taken care of, you called the Boys. So they are tasked with going around and taking out superheroes because it's easier than containing them. Just to remove the problem altogether. There are several superhero groups put together. Some teenagers, some modeled after existing groups like the G-Men are kind of like an X-Men. You got the Seven, kind of like Justice League. These guys, the boys, they're pretty much they'd rather just kill you rather than look at you. So they're going around. They're pretty much autonomous. They don't really answer to hardly anyone besides their one person at the CIA. They are just super violent. If you thought Preacher was violent, this is going to up that drastically. They have already cast Carl Urban, if I remember correctly, to be the lead. This is being developed for another streaming service. It's going to be on Amazon. I told you guys, start saving your money and cancel your cable because it's just going to be all streaming services soon. It's going to be 2019 when we see the debut on Amazon. If you like the super violent stuff and you like Garth Ennis, you're going to love The Boys. It follows right along that same line. Great concept because if superheroes were around, I'm sure they would be. Most of them would be full of themselves and do what they wanted, and we would need somebody to police that, and that's what the boys do. DC Universe Stream, another streaming service, is developing Swamp Thing. They're going to be filming this. The main storyline for Swamp Thing takes place in the swamps of Louisiana. Obviously, if you want a swamp that looks like a Louisiana swamp, you go to North Carolina. Because they're filming outside of Wilmington, North Carolina, there's a big swampy area out there, the Green Swamp Preserve. That is where they will be filming the upcoming Swamp Thing TV series, which is going to be on DC Universe streaming service. First season looks like it's going to be 13 episodes. This is a good deal for North Carolina because they have seen a big drop in movies and TV shows being made there because they got rid of their 25% tax credit incentive. So a lot of the things that were looking at filming there decided to go other places like Georgia and Louisiana, which still had those big tax incentives. That's how you get big movie productions to come to your state. So this is a big win for North Carolina. They are going to be having, so I don't know anything past season one, but at least season one will be filmed outside of Wilmington, North Carolina, and the Green Swamp Preserve. Swamp Thing, great character from DC. Very unused. They should use him a lot more. You usually only see him in his own title or Justice League Dark. I think that's... I'm glad they're using the Swamp Thing. DC Comics has also announced they're going to be launching a couple new comics. They're old characters, but they're giving them their own comics. You're going to have Hawk and Dove. I wasn't really a big fan of Hawk and Dove, but they are giving them their own title again. They seems like they just don't last long when they bring them back. The one I'm excited about is the Spectre. The Spectre is a almost God-level, all-powerful being. He is basically the embodiment of the wrath of God. He just goes out and his job is to take care of evil. He finds evil and dispenses with it. But the catch is he has to be tethered to a human body or else he loses all perspective on judgment, and which you found in Day of Vengeance when he didn't have a body to kind of tether him to give him that moral compass. He went crazy and was just he even thought magic users were evil because that went against the word of God, which made it unlawful. So he was going around trying to kill a lot of the magic based characters in the DC universe, and pretty much took care of most of them. In fact, even the stronger ones like the Phantom Stranger, who cannot be killed, he didn't kill him, he just turned him into a mouse. So he went up against Shazam. I believe he killed Shazam in Day of Vengeance. He went up against Black Adam. All those guys, he pretty much just wiped them out. There's not much the Spectre can't handle. He's just, without his human tether, he's a little psycho. Looking forward to that one. Wrestling fans, if you watched All In the other night, Saturday night, you saw a surprise appearance by Chris Jericho. Obviously, Kenny Omega is on the list. He came in. Kenny Omega was wrestling Pentagon Jr. It was a non-WWE wrestling show. And he was just beating the crap out of Pentagon Jr. The lights went out, and when they came back up, you didn't notice anything different, except the fact Pentagon Jr. was now whooping up on Kenny Omega. In the middle of this beatdown, he pulls off the mask, and it was not Pentagon Jr. It was actually Chris Jericho dressed up like him. And he told Real Pentagon that he would see him on the Jericho Cruise, because Chris Jericho's got a wrestling cruise coming up where I guess a lot of wrestlers... this is Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. Because who doesn't want to go on a big boat ride on a cruise and watch wrestlers? Anyway, that's going to be taking place at the end of October. Obviously, Chris Jericho is going to be wrestling against Kenny Omega. Another thing you probably saw at All In was Green Arrow. Green Arrow got beat. Yeah, Stephen Amell was wrestling. He did not win, unfortunately. Spoilers, that did happen last night. So, Daniels beat him. So, Christopher Daniels beat the Green Arrow in wrestling. Stephen Amell, I don't know where he finds the time to do all this. He's one of the hardest working dudes in the business. Big fan favorite. And from everything I've seen, really good with the fans. So I'm glad that Stephen Amell has gotten time away from filming to do something he really enjoys and brings a little bit of enjoyment to his fans. So thank you, Stephen Amell. The last article I have, like I told you, it's Slow Business or Slow News Day, which is got Slow Business Day also, this Labor Day holiday. They are reporting the summer season for movies goes up until Labor Day weekend. So now they have the numbers for the summer season. Ever since 2012, 2013, theater attendance in the summer has been on a pretty steep decline. They have been really worried about this, justly so. A lot of the theaters are, look, they don't make money off ticket sales typically. They make their money on concessions. So they need people in there eating the overpriced popcorn and drinks so that they can stay open. Well, this summer season, they had a surprise. They had a pretty good uptick, about a 14% bump. So everybody who was talking about the death of movie theaters because of streaming services and people staying at home more, well, you were wrong this year. We don't know what to attribute that to. I'm not sure that I would say the movies were better this summer than previous summers. I'm kind of thinking MoviePass actually might have been a little bit of that bump. I don't know if it was the full 14%, but yeah, I mean, especially with Netflix, a lot of people are streaming stuff at home. The movies, I didn't see anything that was over the top better than years before. Maybe they'll do some studies to find out why this went up. See if it goes up again next year. But anyway, overall, the movie attendance and in theaters is up over last year by about 14%, which is a good thing. We want them to keep making these really good blockbuster movies. That is all the nerdy news I have for you guys today. I will see you again tomorrow. Oh, before I go, subscribe to this YouTube channel, please. Like this video, comment on this video. If you don't like video, you can catch us on talknerdypodcast.com. You can download our podcast there, listen to us in the browser, or if you have an iOS device, go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave us a good rating. That is all I have for today. I will see you tomorrow. Later, nerds.